1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 It's doing nothing.
One, two. Here we go.
There we go.
Now we're up here.
Now,
is it too,
now it's down, too high.
Turn it down. Yeah. Down one,
go
two,
like
one,
half
two,
of
one,
what
two.
You, go like a little bit back to what you were doing.
Okay. A little higher?
No, right there is fine.
This is what Cooper does.
Okay. Now we're talking. How's it now? No, go back. No. How about now? No, go back. Like this? No. That's how it is.
Because you can't see what I'm doing. So I'll start putting it up and you'll go a little more. And you mean down, but I'm going up.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's somehow your fault.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's my fault.
Okay. I forgive you.
I don't know what to say. I'm a dumbass.
Well, you know, as long as you apologize and corrected your mistake, we're okay now.
I can't help it sometimes. I'm just a dumbass. Well, I am a guy, so I can't communicate that well.
There you go.
How about now? Is this good? No. This.
What
good.
About this? Is this good?
See.
How about here? Better?
Yeah, this is fine. Just go with that. See, half my life, I just go, fine. I'll deal with it in post.
I'll fix it later.
It's going to take way too much time to explain to you what to do and stop it.
See, you know, I think that there should be a fix it later for life. Like, I hate my poor boyfriend has to deal with that kind of stuff as it's happening, like in real life, in real time. You know what I mean? There is no fixing in post.
Right. Well, there actually is. You just got to ignore you and just move on. He's learned to do that, too. Everybody in your life, I think, has learned to do that. We tell you to do something for a couple of times, and then we just say forget it. And you think it's fixed, but it's not fixed. We just dropped it.
Right. You just dropped it. I think, okay, I won this one.
No, we dropped it because...
For me. No, you just decided to drop it.
Yeah, because there's no winning. If Joe says, let's go tonight... to the grocery store and you say, no, I want to go tomorrow. And he says, well, I really need something. And you just keep going. He goes, fine, we'll go tomorrow.
Right. Even though he needs something tonight, he just doesn't want to argue with me. Then I get this from him. So he will purposefully put things back in the wrong places around the kitchen when he empties the dishwasher, even though he's lived here. He moved into this apartment with me. We moved in here together. We put this apartment together. It's not like this was my apartment. He moved in. So, you know, it's where Cooper keeps things. This was his apartment right from the very beginning. So he knows where everything in the kitchen is. Yet, I will open a cabinet that has soup and canned goods, and there'll be a bowl in there. It's like, why would I keep bowls with soup? It doesn't make any sense. Well, because it's a soup bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, do you see me put forks next to everything in the refrigerator that needs a fork? I mean, there's a drawer. For all the silverware. I don't then go, okay, well, there's yogurt. I better put the spoons on top of the yogurt so he knows that's what you're supposed to use a spoon for. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know where things go, but he purposefully will just... And then my favorite thing is, so I'll wake up and I'll hear him in the kitchen from the bedroom taking things out of the dishwasher. I'm like, oh, wow, he's giving it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up in the morning and I go into the kitchen. The only thing he has done is taken everything out of the dishwasher and left it all on top of the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of putting it away, it's just all on top of the counter. Like, this doesn't help me.
No, it's because we want you to say, stop doing that. Don't do that anymore. I got it from now on because you drive me crazy when you do it. So I do it messed up so I don't have to do it anymore.
See, but that would be admitting defeat. He's smart because this way he could say, well, I made an attempt. I helped.
I'm telling you what he thinks.
I emptied the dishwasher.
No, I'm telling you what he says, and I'm telling you what he thinks. He thinks he's not going to do it right, so you say, stop it, I'm going to do it from now on. And you go ahead and do it before you go to bed, so he doesn't have to worry about it in the morning. So you do it that night, and then when he wakes up, you don't have to deal with it. So that's fixing it in a post.
That is fixing it in post.
Right. That's fixing it later because he's just moved on.
There was one time that we had such a dishwasher standoff that he didn't want to empty it and I didn't want to empty it. And first we started out just taking clean things out of the dishwasher one thing at a time. Like, oh, I need a glass. Let me take a clean one out of the dishwasher. And then all the dirty stuff was piling up in the sink and nobody wanted to empty the dishwasher or clean the dishes. So instead of having a conversation about it, I just started drinking coffee out of a vase.
In your hands.
I was eating food off of paper plates and paper towels, and I drank out of my vase on a regular basis. Like, that's how stubborn I was. Like, I would not deal with the dishwasher. I would rather go, like, I found like a trophy that I got when I was in high school. I had some soda, poured some soda in there, drank out of there.
Mm. See, that's smart. And then you cleaned it afterwards. You didn't put it back in the dishwasher, so he won.
Oh.
Or you do like I do. See, I'm more intelligent than he is when it comes to dishes, because I laid down the rules when you and I moved in together that said we're just not going to use the dishwasher. It uses too much power. We're not going to do it. We're just going to wash dishes after we use them. And we did that, and it worked fine. We never had a fight about the dishwasher.
I can't believe that you got me to do that. I have never not used a dishwasher if I had one of it. I've lived in so many apartments in my life that never had dishwashers, and I was like, oh, one day I'm going to have one, and I'm going to use the heck out of it. And you somehow talked me out of using the dishwasher, the one modern convenience in a kitchen that I look forward to. You know, here's what you did. You ate off of paper plates and drank out of solo cups.
Right.
So that way, if there were dishes, they were only mine.
Right.
So I was like, well, I better do my dishes because...
I've done a show with you for 10 years, so I know at some point that dishwasher is going to turn into a fight. So how do I do away with the fight? Is I do away with the dishwasher. So I convince you that it uses way too much power and the electricity bill is going to be crazy and the water bill is going to be crazy. We just shouldn't use it. Just washed a couple plates after you use them and we'll be done with it. And we did, and it worked just fine. We never had a fight about it.
I don't know how you did. You convinced me not to use a dishwasher. And it doesn't use up that much electricity or water. And yet, the other day, I had a big giant bowl that I could have very easily cleaned in the sink. And I was thinking, if I was living with Anthony, I would have just grabbed a sponge and cleaned this bowl. But I'm not living with Anthony. I'm living with my boyfriend. I'm just going to go ahead and leave this in the sink and see what happens.
See? I can see the future.